Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm still feeling the heat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I thought the heat was going to go down, and it was fall, and football's here, and all these wonderful things. But you know what? It's still hot.
Well, yeah.
I can't tell that it's decreased any.
No.
94 degrees.
Oh, my word. See, now, we're approaching the end of September. It shouldn't be like this. I mean, this is kind of when you want to feel that, you know, little fall crisp in the air, especially first thing in the morning, and then, you know, in the afternoon or the evenings, you know, when you go out to a football game on a Friday night, you want to have to put on a jacket or something just to kind of.
That's right. I remember in past years, everybody always had a jacket on.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I can remember that.
Mm-hmm. And it's changing. But then again, I remember last winter, and, you know, there's times where I almost start to think now that maybe summer is becoming winter and winter is becoming summer. It's like flip-flopping because it's
you
weird.
You think it's just changing around, what you think?
Yeah, I kind of think maybe so. It's everything's going to be backwards before long. But, yeah.
Well, you know, you could be right. You know, they say that the seasons change.
Yeah.
It could be that, you know, it's just changing around and we won't know what to do.
Yeah. And, you know, we're getting towards, you know, all the fall recipes are out, all the fall spice palettes are out, fair and festival season. And then we got, you know, all the, you know, the things that go along with fall that make fall so special. And we're there. I mean,
well,
it's.
I've already decorated my house. I've got all the pumpkins out.
Did you really?
I've got the people in their fall clothes out. They're sitting on benches.
Neat.
Oh, yeah. I've got all that going. I mean, and we've got the little hay bales in the house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have those little hay bales that we use every year. You know, we've got all that going.
Wow.
I mean, at our house, you have to change all the season things and put all the decorations out.
Yeah.
We do Easter. We do Thanksgiving. We do fall. And then we do Christmas.
Well, I tell you, you know how I'm always thinking way too far ahead? I think you beat me on fall decorations this year.
Uh-huh. Well, we had to get right with it. It was September.
I know.
And, you know, you're supposed to do that.
Yeah. The calendar says September, but you go outside and it's like, I think it may be still August or July. It feels like it sometimes.
That's right. It feels like it.
Yeah.
And that's not good. I wanted the season to change, and I haven't heard about any pumpkin patches yet, you know, and some of them have closed. They've been there so long, they just, you know, they said this is our last year, and they just flat closed up.
I know it. That's sad, too, when they do that.
It is sad, because they've been there so long, and we all love them and like to go to the pumpkin patch, and now some of them you can't even go to.
Yeah, especially when there's ones that you've been going to for a number of years, and you look forward to it, and then all of a sudden you find out it's not there anymore, and then it's almost like an old tradition has kind of been wiped away. And so now, I mean, I'm sure you can find another one, but it's never the same. It's always...
That's right, because, you know, the kids grow up with that one, and they're used to going there and riding in the wagon and the pumpkins and... You know, all that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, this is the stuff that fall is made of. I've seen they've already started, like, all the fall baking things and all the pumpkin carving things on TV and all that's out and the decorations are in the stores.
Being a small town, there's these women that are baking all these things and saying, would you like to come get this or that? They're making pumpkin bread. They're making pumpkin muffins, all kinds of stuff. And then, you know, I told you about that the other day where they were putting the cream cheese in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just too good. I mean,
oh, wow.
I love all that. And remember, the fair starts in a couple of weeks, and we'll be giving out what has won the first prize through the fourth. And what the new foods are going to be at the fair this year.
I know it. I can't wait for that. I love when it comes to
time. I can't wait either because I've heard there's some really great food coming on this year.
Really? I mean,
yeah.
I thought last year was pretty much an all-time topper. That was a winner with what came out.
They did. They had some fabulous new foods.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for this year to see who won and who got to bring their foods onto the fairgrounds.
I mean, my word. I don't know how they can outdo last year.
It'll be interesting. And they reminded me also that it's been 12 years since Big Tech's caught fire. I'd forgotten about that.
Has it
remember
really?
12 years ago, you know, it caught fire and burned to the ground, and they had to make a new Big Tech, and they made him bigger. His Levi's are a lot bigger. His boots are a lot bigger. You know, I mean, I thought he was big enough the way it was.
I know.
They said, no, we increased the size of his Levi's and his boot size.
Yes. I remember you. I remember when you were telling that the trivia about how the whole thing came, and the voice and the hello and all that.
Yeah, the whole deal.
Yeah.
And when he first started, if you remember, he didn't have a voice.
Yeah.
It was 3 or 4 years before they came up with a way to put the voice in there, and then a guy does the voice remote, and he can change it or do whatever he wants in it. Everybody's loved that all these years.
It's
they
awesome.
They love it when he says, howdy.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the fair, you know. Oh, my gosh, I can't hardly wait.
I know.
I'm like a little kid. I love all these seasons and all the things we can do.
Yeah.
And, I love all the muffins and all the things they can do with pumpkins.
Oh, I know. I'm so impressed. Like pumpkin carving. I've seen these pumpkin carving shows before, like the competitions, and I'm amazed with what people can do with a pumpkin, how realistic they can make them and how they can carve them, not only the inside but the outside. And then they take the chunks and they add textures and they make faces look so realistic and show so much emotion, and they can do that all in a pumpkin. I mean, that just, it's fascinating.
And they're good carvers. You've got to really be good at that to do it.
Yeah.
We've got amateurs like me, but then we've got people that are really good at it and can really, you know, make it walk and talk.
Yeah.
And I love that.
My word. I can draw a very simple, you know, pumpkin smiley face with, you know, the square eye or the triangle eyes, and then the just the line straight across for the mouth, and I still mess it up. It's still not
I like
even.
His toothy smile. I like the toothy one.
Yeah.
You know, where it goes up and down.
Yeah. Have you ever had those pumpkin carving kits that you get with a little pattern, and you do the thing that has all the tools?
I haven't. Yeah, my family loves to carve, but I don't really like to because of all the mess. It's such a mess.
It is.
It takes so long to clean up after you've done all that.
Yeah, it does. It seems like you get pumpkin guts everywhere.
That's right.
Wow, they're all over the floor and the wall and the ceiling.
But everybody says it's worth it.
It's fun. I mean, it really
That's
is a
right.
lot of fun, but boy, you let them sit around too long after you carve them, and boy, they start to... to get
That's
ugly.
Right. You don't want to do that either.
No.
But, you know, all this is in and out. Remember.
Yeah.
It's fall. We do the fall. Then we do the pumpkins. Then we get rid of that. Then we start the other thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it all kind of blurs together. You know, you have that little
does,
in between.
There's so many things happening from now to January.
Yeah, it really is. And this is the time of year. Really, fourth quarter is pretty much just, it's kind of off limits for just about everybody. It's just slow down a little bit, take some time, enjoy the traditions if there are any left, or if not, make new traditions, get together with family, you know, just settle down a little bit and slow down and just, you know, kind of
enjoy life a little bit.
Exactly. Yes. It's hustle and
go
bustle.
Go to all the football games and pretend like we're 20 years old again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my word. Have you? It's just like I remember back in when I was a kid and we have football, you know, yeah, you'd have a pretty decent sized crowd, but it's just now it's just exploded into like this whole event, and there's just like people everywhere, and it just, it's.
And there's no parking.
No.
Then they
no.
say do not park on grass. Those people do park on the grass, I can tell you, I saw. And there wasn't a policeman out there telling them not to do it.
Yeah.
They just had little signs saying, do not park on the grass, and those people ignored it. I'll bet at last Friday's football game, I'll bet there was way over 1,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
It was big, really big, and there was no parking. There was no place to go, and then their reserved ones, we're half a mile away.
Yeah.
So that was just a farce, you know. Anybody that did that was crazy, I can tell you.
Yeah. It's like
football
has gotten to where you need like a shuttle bus to get
That's
there.
That's what I kept wondering, why there wasn't a shuttle from the parking lot over to the game. It would have been perfect.
Yeah. I mean, there should have been. You need to put that in the suggestion box.
I'd be glad to do that. I've got several suggestions for them.
Oh, I bet you do.
Oh, my gosh. In the grade school, I've got a few for them, too. Oh, my gosh.
I bet if you were to put all those suggestions in the suggestion box, one of the suggestions from somebody else would be to remove the suggestion box.
Faye Bagby's put too much paper in here and wants too much done.
There's no room.
You're right. I think that's what would happen.
No room for anybody else.
That's right. Well, to get serious for a minute, I want to talk about Charlie Kirk.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know Charlie. I would have loved to have known him. He was a man after my own heart. He loved God. He loved his country. He loved his family. And he put it all together. He gave his all every day for his country and for the young people of America. And what I'm so impressed about is he was 18 years old and he said, I'm not going to college. I want to go and work with young people. I want to, tell them all the good news, the things that they can do with their life, and from a conservative standpoint. And just because they disagreed with him, he didn't care. He had that kind of personality. And he went to Steve Doocy's son's godfather, and he talked to him. And the man was so impressed with him as a young man, he said, I'll back you. He backed him. He's helped him get started in Turning Point, has backed him ever since. And, Charlie Kirk has went around the world to tell young people, all the things conservative-wise that they can do. And, people loved him all over the world. The only people that didn't love him is people that are just absolutely out of their mind. And I can't understand in our country when somebody's doing good, a good person, a good family man, a godly man, why somebody would hate him, and why somebody would want to kill somebody this innocent. I don't understand it.
Oh,
and our country is just, it's gone to the dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, people who would want to kill, and all these people that are writing these bad things on the internet, they're crazy. Why would you want to hurt somebody or kill somebody? You don't know. They didn't do anything to you. They didn't hurt you. They didn't hold you up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, I'm beside myself as to what's happening to our country. We used to be a God-loving country. You could be a Democrat and I could be a Republican. It wouldn't matter. You'd have coffee together. You'd eat together.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a matter of, killing anybody over something silly.
Yeah. I remember those
I don't understand
too.
It.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand it, but I can't.
I don't
know. People have raised their children where they're killers.
Yeah.
Dadgum killers. And so something went wrong with our society.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened.
I still remember the day. I mean, people would have, arguments or disagreements, heated disagreements about politics sometimes, but you'd still, like you say, get together for a coffee. It wasn't one of those
you'd
things
go to
where,
church together.
Yeah.
Even though you had a disagreement, it didn't stop you from playing golf together, going to church together, going to dinner together,
yeah.
And a difference of opinion didn't mean anything.
No.
You still loved your friends and cherished them. And you didn't talk about, bad things.
No, you and, still got together and everybody was okay. We could just
and
exist.
Nowadays, I mean, the shootings are just tremendous, the things that are happening in our country. And I am so regretful of it that in a civilized country like this, that these things are happening.
It's still a shock.
And they can't just be civil to each other without going out of their mind. I guess they're just out of their mind.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like our center has kind of moved one way or another.
It's off center. It's off kilter.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like all these people, maybe they took drugs. I don't know what happened to them.
I don't
know. I would think there had to be something like that or they wouldn't go off the rocker.
I know it. It's like,
and the parents know about it. That's what hurts so bad. These parents know that these kids are dynamite, that they're crazy, that they'll do anything, and they don't turn them in. Why in the heck don't they turn them in and get them some help before they kill somebody?
You know, I don't understand how anything is really the way it is now. You know, like you say, I know we've taken a trip down, you know, memory lane before, and we talk about all kinds of things, you know, things we did when we were kids, and then, you know,
that's
trouble
right.
we got into, and, you know, things
we were...
And it was
a gentle world. I mean,
yeah.
you could go out and play till dark, and we've talked about that a lot. It was safe, and back in our day, mine, yours, both, you never heard about all this stuff.
No.
I mean... You could leave your door unlocked. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, things didn't happen to you. You hardly ever heard of anything. I remember growing up, I never heard of anybody being shot.
Yeah.
Never in my life.
Mm-mm. No.
And, you know, we just didn't have all these terrible things happening in a civilized country.
Yeah, it is.
It's become uncivil.
Yeah, it's the new normal is not
it's not good.
Yeah,
and every day there's someone, you know, policemen, people in law enforcement that are murdered, and why? What have we done to these people to make them so crazy?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know that
I can't figure it out. Why something wasn't done earlier? To prevent this, I believe we could have stopped it if we'd done something to them before they got to this place.
Yeah, yeah.
Before they got this crazy.
You wonder if maybe at some point somebody will do a study or a survey or some kind of analysis or something to figure out where it all started so that it doesn't happen again. But it just seems like it just kind of like crept up right under our noses.
Yeah, and... I mean, we're out here... living and doing our thing, making a living, raising our children, grandchildren, going about our business. And we don't even think about all this stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
And then we pick up the paper or turn on the television, and there it's right in our face.
Yeah. It's more common than not. So.
And it's happening every day, not just once in a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's bad when everybody wants to hurt us. And we're not doing anything. We're just, you know, living.
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of people whose behavior has changed in places they will go and places, really, that they will not go, that has changed because of the way things are now as opposed to where they were like 20 years ago. And so...
Yeah, and I think the same thing. A lot of us don't go out as much as we used to.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't feel as comfortable as we were a few years ago.
Yeah. You know, you go to a, you know, before, you know, because I've talked to some friends who wouldn't think twice about going to a concert. Oh, there's going to be some music. This is going to be fun. Let's go. And then they go to purchase tickets and then they hesitate and they pause and they're like, well, what if? Is this a good idea?
Yeah, do I really want to go to this open air concert?
Yeah.
How safe is it going to be?
Exactly. So,
and we shouldn't be having to take precautions. We should be able to live life, take our children, our grandchildren places, go to dinner with friends, go to church, everywhere and be safe.
Yeah. Yeah. It would
I'd
be
sure
great.
I'd like for it to turn back that way.
I know. I don't think we even appreciated what we had when we had it because we didn't
know. No, we didn't because life was too simple.
Yeah.
And if you were in trouble, you'd ask a neighbor, the neighbor would help you. And nowadays, it's just, you know, you don't know who you can trust.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when our worst fear was, wait till your father gets home.
That's right. And you're going to get it. I remember that. You're going to get it.
Yeah. And that was enough. And we got
That's
in line
all it
in
took
a hurry.
And you stopped what you were doing immediately.
Yeah.
And I was always told... if you get in trouble at school, you'll get the same thing at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want to mess up at school because you're going to get it when they
oh,
get home.
Yeah.
Especially if the principal has dinner with your family and tells.
Oh, yes. And that happened, too. Yes. The principal would come over and they would talk like they were friends. And there you were sitting just hoping nobody would notice you in case you
and
did something.
And when my son was in high school, the principal lived across the street we went to dinner every Friday night, so he had to stay on the straight and narrow. Because if he'd ever done anything, we'd have known about it by 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And that would have put a stop to that real quick.
Oh, yeah. I almost feel like those, you know that commercial on TV where the people buy the house and they become their parents? I feel like one of those people. Oh, my word.
Well, you know, life is short. We need to really appreciate it while we're here, because we might not be here very long.
At the rate we're going, probably not.
At the rate we're going, you know, might be short-lived.
Yeah.
We better talk about money.
We should. This
you know,
is
I've been
money.
On my soapbox now. I'm going to get off the soapbox and get serious.
Yeah, it's time to get serious, really. If we don't, you'll get somebody will call and say, hey.
Somebody will call and say, they didn't even talk about money. She didn't even talk about making us any money.
I know it. And that's what this is all about. It's your money with Faye Bagby, and your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
All right. So what's on your mind today, money-wise? What do you
okay,
think?
Let me tell you something. I was just thinking, and this was a question somebody asked. When they put money with us, it doesn't matter whether it's in a life settlement or if it's in an annuity. It's with a life insurance company. It's not just with American Financial. It is in a life insurance company that's worth billions of dollars. Either way. So your money is saved. If something happened to me tomorrow, their money would still be there. It'd still be safe. So it's not dependent on me being alive or dead, okay? So it doesn't matter either way. When we do a policy, let's say it's a life settlement. These people have a life insurance policy with a major life company. We buy that policy, and then we put it the deal on at Nevada Trust. I'm thinking about how to say that, but they take care of it. They are the major reason we do it this way is for protection of the clients. So they oversee every policy that we do. So if something happened to me tomorrow, there's still Nevada Trust taking care of the policies. We have a contract with them that says they will manage that policy for us and keep it safe, okay? So then if you have an annuity, let's say you have an annuity. Again, it's with a major, major life insurance company, an A-rated, AA-rated company. If something happened to me tomorrow, your policy would go right on and go on paying. You'd still get paid. The terms of the policy would remain the same. So if somebody asked the other day, well, Faye, what if something happened to you? It's not in American Financial. It's in the life insurance company. So that's what makes it safe for your investment.
You know, it's like when you first started saying that, I'm thinking, well, that's a little morbid of a way to put it. But, you know, I get what you're saying there. I don't think we've ever really focused on that.
No, somebody asked this week about it. If something happened to you, how would we stand? Would we have to go to a different company? No, you wouldn't. And remember this. If you've got an annuity, and you've got the 14 or the 16% bonus, and some guy, some fast-talking guy comes by and say, oh, well, I've got a better policy than that. I'll just take you out of that. Remember, you would lose your bonus, and you'd have to pay like a 9 or 10% fee.
Ooh.
Because you left early, because you left after, 2 years.
Ooh.
They don't tell you that. Somebody came to one of my clients this week, trying to talk them out of their annuity.
Are you serious?
And they know it's wrong to do that. And when we certify every time we do an annuity, they want to know, did you take this out of another company? Did you take somebody else's policy and cash it in? And we always say, no, we did not. And you're not supposed to do that. And they have strict rules about that. So you can't go out here and take somebody out of a policy they just bought and cost them a lot of money.
Wow. I don't think we've ever
especially
even touched
if you're doing
that.
Well, like our people, we've been doing annuities for 23 years.
Wow.
You know, And we've got about $18 million in annuities for clients.
Really?
So, you know, we've done a pretty good job, or they wouldn't still have their annuities.
Yeah. I mean, that speaks volumes right there.
Yes. And we only use large companies. So far, we've only used double and triple A rated companies. That's why it works so well. That's why they've gotten paid. That's why their interest rates are good. And, of course, as you know, right now, they've upped the bonus points to 16 temporarily. So right now you can get the 16% bonus, which really helps. And every time you put money in the next 3 years, you'll get another 16% on each one of those deposits for 3 years.
Wow.
I mean, so, that's... you know, that's a good thing. And people forget that bonus is every time you put money in for 3 years, you get that 14 or 16%.
When we were talking about, I think it was around this time last year, maybe it wasn't until like November or December, but I remember we were thinking, oh, you know, these bonuses may go away. We're kind of hearing some buzz and some rumors, but not only do they stay around, but they increased, which means it just keeps getting better and better every time you talk about annuities.
And we both thought that it was going away.
Yeah.
Because when they were talking about it and said, you know, we may not can hold this bonus open. So I started telling people we might lose the bonus. But not only did we not lose it, they had held all this time for 14%. And then this week, they've went up to 16%. But the fixed rate has went down. You know, the fixed rate was 5-something. And it's down to 4.70 now. Hmm. So the fixed rate, those little policies, it's like a CD, except it's an annuity. That's down to 4.70. So that's a little bit of a change there. But the bonus products are still doing, and then they've raised it 2%. So that's a good thing. Now then, if they're doing a life settlement, the way that works is we bid policies on people that have cancer. If they don't have cancer, we're not buying their policy. So these are people that have cancer and have a short-term life expectancy. And we're doing a much better job than we were. Because when we first started, you know, we didn't know what we know now. Remember, we've been doing it about 12 years now. It was 2013, to be exact, when we started. And, we didn't know as much as we know now. So now we're a lot more careful about the premium. We're a lot more careful about what's wrong with them, what kind of cancer, how far the cancer's gone. So we're doing a better job. We're having more maturities. We had 5 maturities in the last 2 months.
Oh, my God. Really? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, we've had 5.
Jeez.
And then people have been coming and putting new money with us. We've had about $2 million in new money that people are putting in to get new policies.
I think when I sit and I kind of hear, you know, what you're saying, and then I go back and I think, you know, it seems like, and maybe I'm misunderstanding, but it just seems like more and more people are getting into conservative types of investments, whether it's life settlements or annuities, because I feel like over the last, I don't know, couple of weeks or months, maybe more and more people have especially come over to annuities. And I'm wondering if people are just, if they're, you know, if they have
a
case of FOMO.
Remember,
yeah,
annuities are guaranteed. You know, there's no taxes till you take it out. It's tax deferred. There's just so many good things about it. You can change beneficiaries. You can have it a joint one. You can have an IRA. You can have a Roth. There's just so many ways you can do an annuity. And I have a lot of people, as I say, has annuities for their grandchildren, for their children, for college. And it depends. Then some people leave some people out. I've got some people that they're not included in the annuities. They've got some children that just haven't done well. They have not lived up to the parents' expectations. And so they have discounted them out. And some of them have had a drug problem. And the parents are not going to put up with it. They said, you know, I've just about disinherited them. And they're not getting any of this money.
And that can be changed too. So if something works out, you know, if people set things up, you know, at the beginning and then there is that fallout, that can be changed. And so they can make, you know, those adjustments if they need to. So,
and, you know, lots of times people say, well, I don't want them to have it till a certain age. You can do that. You know, it's compound interest. And with an annuity, it mirrors the stock market, but it's never directly in the stock market. So if the stock market goes up, we go up. If the stock market goes down, it just locks in. It just holds. So you never have a down on an annuity. You have either an up or it stands still.
You're protecting your principal.
That's the best of all worlds.
Yeah. So I think I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask this anyway because I want to get your perspective. If people have been, say, people have been doing well in the stock market, they've made a whole bunch of money recently, would this be a good time to take some of their profits, put it in something conservative like an annuity, in case something does, so that you don't have everything at risk, to kind of be a little bit more diversified? Is this a good time for something?
I think
like
it would be a good idea, because if you've got some profit there, while it's still there and it hadn't gone back down, you know, put whatever you don't want to lose, what you absolutely got to have, put it over in an annuity where it's guaranteed, where you know it's not going anywhere. You've got a $60 billion company behind you, so you know that you're all right. And they've been in business over 100 years, so that's what I would do. I have lots and lots of people, when they retire, they bring the money to us. They've listened to us on the radio for years, but they weren't ready. When they get ready, they call and say, look, I'm retiring. I'd like to put this money with you. And that's what we do. So, you know, everything is conservative. Everything is with life companies. And not many people can say that. Most investments have nothing to do with life insurance companies. So this is the only two investments I know that's both life insurance invested, and whether it's, you know, a life settlement, which does make more, or if you're doing annuities, you know, it's averaged out about 10%. Some years it's not that high, but we've had last year several people did make 10%, and that was on a lot of money. So it depends how conservative you are. If you want to make sure that your nest egg is solid, you're getting ready to retire, put it in an annuity or life settlement where you know it'll be safe.
You know, I mean, I know people. I'm sure you know people. We probably all know people who, when they do something else, I'm not talking about life settlements or annuities, but when they do something else, like the pretend the stock market or something, and they make a bunch of money, they get on that high, and somehow they get in that place where it's just, they get just energized and juiced, and it's like, oh, I'm going to go for a little more, and they get greedy, and then they get careless, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're riding this wave, and then boom, something happens, and I'm going back to kind of 2008, something happens, and then the recovery process is sometimes years and years and years. And so to take some of maybe something that they've been doing elsewhere and put it in something conservative now, obviously a good idea, because you don't want to have to work until you're 85 and start
all
over.
That's right. I mean, you're right. You don't want to go back to work, and your wife is going to divorce you if you lose all the money at the last minute. I mean, you can count on that. She's not going to stay with somebody that she has waited all of her life to get the new house, to get all this at retirement, and then it's blown up.
Yeah.
Then you don't get it.
That will not be a fun retirement.
It would not be a fun deal living with somebody like that, let me tell you. So you want to be conservative. You know, either one is a life product. An annuity is a payout system. You put your money in when you retire. It'll pay you so much a year the rest of your life. So there's really lots and lots of advantages to it. We do a lot of 401ks come over, and we switch it over. And we do a lot of joint ones, husband and wife, you know, that they're going to leave it to each other. There's just so many ways to do it. And a lot of people will take that 10% a year out. Some people don't take but 5%. Then I've got some that have two or three annuities with me. They'll take it out of one and leave the others. So those are growing all these years and not being touched. So, you know, it's going to grow faster if you're not taking anything out, and it's compound interest.
Boy, that's smart.
So that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
And then on the life settlements, usually everybody's a little younger that's doing life settlements, and they're mostly employed still. So, you know, I have a lot of lawyers, doctors, everybody in the world has policies with us. And a lot of people have been with us for years and years. So some of them are getting older, by the way. You know,
yeah.
The time does not stand still.
No.
I wish it did. I wish we could all stay the same age forever.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
But unfortunately, I don't think it's going to work out that way.
Probably not. If I was a betting man, I'd say no.
So, you know, a life settlement's different. We have a trustee on everything we do. Nevada Trust has been the trustee since we started. And you can talk to them. It's not like the banks that don't want to talk to us. I get so mad. If you need anything from the bank, it says, hang up and go to dot, dot, whatever. You know, they are not going to talk to us. And we talk to our clients every day. If anybody needs anything, lots of times they hesitate to call me, but they should, because I should know the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're accessible at any time.
Stops with me.
Yeah.
So when people do life settlements, it does pay more. And if it's a cancer policy, breast cancer, rectal cancer, whatever it is, we know what the odds are. If it's 2 years, 2.5 years, we're not going to do anything long term. We got caught in that cycle, you know.
Yeah,
the first ones that we did.
I remember
those.
And
we still have a few of those left.
But they've gotten much better. You don't even consider anything like that anymore. It's not even open for discussion.
No, we would not. And what we know now is that, you know, the premium has got to be under 2%. And if it's under 2%, you can't get hurt. We had some, the premiums were too high. And we didn't know back then that there was a way for them to keep going up. But we don't do any like that now. The ones we have are level term. They do not have the ability to keep going up. So that makes it a lot safer investment.
Yeah.
Because you know how much it's going to be throughout. And then we also, a lot of them can switch over to permanent life insurance. And you have a certain length of time to convert to a permanent policy. So there's just all kinds of good things are happening as we go along. As we're learning as we go, as I always say. It's been 10 or 12 years, but I think we've got it worked out now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've got worked out all the bugs. You've figured out. And you've been on this same, I guess, trajectory for a number of years. And you've got, the proof is in the data. It's in the numbers itself, and numbers don't lie. So, you know, while you may not know exactly when a life settlement may mature, you have a pretty good idea, and they're pretty accurate. Whereas with an annuity, you kind of have it, you know, by, I guess with an annuity, I think about it in my brain, right or wrong, I associate annuity equals annual, because you know on a specific date that this is, you know, when things happen and you can get your payout. And you, I mean, is that a good way to look at annuities, like annually?
Well,
or?
I look at it as steady. Annuity is a steady income the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's
bad. You know, it's just steady. Every year you can take money out. Every year you look and see what you've made, what profit is. Profit's not going anywhere in an annuity. It can't go down, so that's a blessing. So there's just so many good things about the two products because they're both life insurance policies.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it worthwhile. There's more and more people investing in these life policies like we are, because they can see what the advantage to it is.
Yeah. I mean, these have huge advantages, and protecting your principal is a big one, and you don't
have
to.
That's the biggest thing of all.
Yeah.
If your principal's safe, you'll be okay.
Yeah. And that's the whole point. And so
the whole point, let me tell you.
I mean, there's so many. You tell stories all the time about how more and more people are calling and, hey, I'm interested in life settlements. I'm interested in annuities. I'm interested in something conservative because I'm coming up on, you know, retirement. I'm looking at, you know, 5 years out, 2 years out, next year, you know, something like that. And they're really in that place. They're in the right mindset to think, okay, we need to make sure that we protect what we have now, and not only just protect it, but grow it in a nice, safe, conservative manner. So people are in the right mindset when they make this switch.
Because you want steady. You know, you don't want the ups and downs of the stock market. You want a steady income, a steady interest, where you kind of know all the time where you're at. And you won't get any surprises if you have life insurance policies. If you're invested in an annuity or the other, you're not going to get any surprises.
Yeah.
Because we changed everything probably in 2020. Mm. And so from there until now, it's smooth sailing.
Yeah. That's not an area you want surprises in.
No, you don't want any surprises. And we've had a lot of them.
Yeah.
But we've kind of got it almost all the old policies gone.
Yeah. Birthday parties, surprise, nice surprise. Financial things, not a good surprise.
That's right. You don't want to invest in something that you never heard of.
Yeah.
You know, I hear people all the time saying, well, this is what our losses were. It's kind of like drilling an oil well. You know, some of them are dry holes and some aren't.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have invested in them. A lot of them lost everything. And then some of them did real well.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantees when you're doing all well. And there's a lot of other things that we know people have invested in. And, you know, these bitcoins and all this is still too new.
Yeah.
And people have lost a lot of money. And one guy said that his so-called wallet, he had $400,000, it disappeared.
Oh, my word.
He can't find it. He doesn't know where it is.
Oh.
See, I don't understand all that in the first place. That all this money that you don't see is in these wallets.
I know it. It's just, that is painful. I mean, when people tell those stories. I feel for them.
And I don't understand them. And I can't figure out how they lost all this money. And it's like this company that's doing all these subprime loans on these used cars. They just went under. And everybody's saying, what in the world are we going to do? Well, it was a subprime deal where people that had bad credit, they would finance their cars. They closed this week, didn't leave a message, and the phones are gone, and they're gone.
Oh.
Now, whoever invested in that is sayonara.
Mm. Wow.
You will not get your money back.
No. Oh, that's
a lot of people invested in that because it sounded so good.
Yeah. And in reality,
and it would have if they hadn't went broke.
Well, now there's some wisdom. They'd have done well if they hadn't gone broke.
Oh my gosh, they were in six states. They were a big company, but I guess they spent all the money everybody has given them to invest, and it just went south.
Wow, that's so scary.
Real quick.
Yeah, and it's a total loss at that point. Wow.
And you know, they've had a couple of car dealerships out in Midland that really did some bad things. I won't go into that, but everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
I mean, those people are crying, too.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that, but they are. Oh, mercy.
I know. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. 3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
You're going to love my trivia.
Can't wait.
It's about somebody. He's adorable. He's Jack. He's a media darling. He's a bull. This is the story of Top Dollar. He is the best looking Brahma bull you ever saw in your life. He's huge. He's big. He's an internet sensation.
Oh.
Can you imagine this?
Wow, an internet sensation.
Yeah, I mean, people even in Denmark are sending little notes and things.
Really?
He's one of the highest ranking contenders in his sport. He's one of the buffest athletes of all time. He's got sandy brown mottled hair. It glints under the lights. It accentuates his sloped muscular shoulders. And yet sitting in his pen, he gives off the gentleness of a Saint Bernard. And from his demeanor and the manner, he trots out of his gate, practically skipping with glee. You'd never expect that he'll soon explode like a mythical Greek hart and beast. And he sent some of the toughest men in the world flying.
Really?
If you ever met Top Dollar, your first instinct might be to give him a scratch on the head. just don't think about riding him.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen.
Do not sit on Top Dollar.
No. He weighs 1,600 pounds.
Oh.
He's 6 years old. He's racked up numerous accolades. In 2020, he was American Bucking Bull Veteran World Champion. And every year since 23, he's earned a spot in the Fort Worth Professional Bull Riders World Finals. He's the world's preeminent bull riding legend. People spend years toward this kind of an achievement.
Oh, wow.
He's reached these heights with apparent ease. He's become a celebrity. He's not the first bull to get famous. Bucking bulls are considered athletes now. Now, you thought they were animals.
Yeah.
But everybody says now they're athletes rather than animals.
Really?
They earn their own scores. They're ranked like boxers. And they develop sort of legacies among fans that's common in professional sports. Bushwhacker, a three-time world champion bull in 2010, is known for his streak of 42 consecutive book-offs.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, and he was likened to Secretarius and Seabiscuits in terms of prestige.
Really?
Yeah, another bull, Little Yellow Jacket, amassed a large fan following and was immortalized in a statue outside a headquarters in Colorado.
Wow, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, they're building statues to these things. And Bodacious, I remember him. He was one of the world's most dangerous bulls in the 90s. He was in Sports Illustrated and GQ.
Seriously?
Now that's how famous he was. Can you imagine
Wait
GQ,
a minute.
A bull?
Was he on the cover?
Yes.
I remember that. I had forgotten, but boy, I remember that now. Oh, my word.
Yeah. And so Top Dollar, alone, he's being the top competitor. He might also be the first true bovine influencer. He's beloved within the universe and the bull riding industry. He's got 41,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, my word.
Oh. 41,000.
Wow.
And millions of views across the social media. You know, it's an internet age. And everybody says, well, who is this animal? And why do people love him? A motivational speaker in Dallas, is part owner of the bull, says so much bigger than a score. We feel like he is a true advocate for the sport. And this lady, she talked to him, and they said, we'd like for you to own part of this bull. And she documents his days in and out of the ring and dispels the misconception regarding animal welfare. She often reiterates in a video that the flank rope, that piece of soft rope that's tied loosely around him, never catches anything serious. It's just loosely around there. It doesn't hurt him or anything else. But when they asked her to get involved, she said, a woman owning a bull, you know? And she said, you know, I don't think that would be appropriate. And they said, oh, come on. But Top Dollar walks himself into his trailer. He rests. He relaxes between competition. He gets lots of bath. And Top Dollar hops around a grassy field. He kicks up little puffs of dirt. He zigzags toward the horizon. He stops, turns toward the camera, and releases a short moo. And the audiences love it. And they do all this digital things, and everybody can see him. He gets fan messages, mail from people around the world.
Really?
Yeah. And a lot of the clips are taken from his house. And he lives at Hook and W Ranch in Tupelo, Oklahoma. That's where he spends his time off duty. He digs holes, buries his face in the pastures. And the ranch belongs to Katie Perchickle and Laramie Wilson. They have a history of raising successful bulls, including Wopaw, who won the world champion in 21.
Wow.
And people interview him all the time on television. And when they ask her if she would be involved in it, they said, we knew her background, and she attended Oklahoma State on a rodeo scholarship. And these are fifth-generation ranchers over there in Oklahoma. And they off went out to Hooker W. Ranch, to meet him. And he was just a little scrawny, little ugly white bull when she met him. And he didn't want anything to have anything to do with anybody, you know. He was just a little old tiny thing. And they've raised him up. And, of course, he weighs 1,600 pounds. And, you know, they wanted to show that a woman has a place in the bucking bull industry.
The way you're describing Top Dollar, it's like he's a person.
Everybody thinks he is. When they talked about him being buffed and his muscles and all this, let me tell you what. He's been ridden, the top amount is 8 seconds.
Really?
And that's only five times.
Wow. I'm kind of surprised.
I'm telling you. His average score is 44.13. I mean, he's impressive.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
Yeah. And so if they were able to stay on him, that's great. But they don't usually make it very far.
No.
They said he'll be very, very gentle. But once you get on him, it's like lightning bolt.
Wow. You're talking about him like all this personality, and he sashays, and he poses for the camera. And
oh, yeah, and he knows they're taking pictures. And Top Dollar is a bull that doesn't wiggle in the box. He won't even move. He just waits to get on, then he explodes. And then you're in trouble right there.
Wow.
And, you know, they said he knows his job. And, you know, he knows that he's not going to let anybody stay on there but for a few seconds.
Yeah.
And that's what's made him so famous. And as I said, he gets mail from all over the world. And the Internet is crazy about him. And Top Dollar is one of the top bulls in the world.
Wow. And you say what? There's only been five who've made it 8 seconds?
Yes.
Jeez.
It's just a few seconds all you can make it on. He is very powerful. He is built. And when they talk about his muscles and all this building, he is huge, let's face it.
Wow.
He's 6 years old.
And that's it. He's just six.
That's it. I mean, and all these other famous bulls, people went crazy about him. But Top Dollar is topping his field for right now. And he's so famous. As I said, the Internet all over the world is interested in Top Dollar. And I never thought a bull would be on the Internet all over the world.
No.
I mean, I just never thought that.
No, and I've never thought of bulls as athletes either, but maybe
you
I was wrong.
You did not realize he's an actor, and, you know, he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And he's an Internet celebrity.
It's like a Hollywood superstar.
Yes, he is. He is a superstar. And he can buck like nobody's business. But he's gentle till he gets in there and you get on him. And he'll fool you, you know, like, oh, just lazy daisy. Then they jump on him and he is out of the pen and got him off on the ground.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. But I thought Top Dollar was so interesting. And he's from over here in Oklahoma. And this lady got involved and, you know, she didn't want to. They said, oh, come on, you know, it's time for a woman to be involved in this. She didn't want any part of it, but she got involved. And she does PR for him, does all this, does part of his celebrity stuff for him, you know. And and people want to see him. They want to meet him.
Wow. It's like you covered everything except him giving out autographs. And if he had thumbs.
They might figure out a way to do that. But I'd sure want to be careful about getting that autograph.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a little bit dangerous.
Yeah. Just feed him some beef jerky out of your hand. He'll be as docile as can be. Just don't get on him.
That's right. They said don't even try. You
wow.
know, he's okay unless you try to get on him, and then it's over. And
you realize now, after this, I'm going to have to find Top Dollar and follow him on Instagram or something.
That's right. Go to Instagram and follow him. He's got so many followers, it's crazy that a bull would have this kind of celebrity deal going. I've seen a lot of stories, but not one about a bull.
Yeah, me either. I want to say that whole trivia was just bull, but...
That's right. It was a lot of bull, wasn't it? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Well, we need something light every once in a while, you know?
If I had 1,000 guesses of what we were doing today, I would not have guessed that at all.
You would not have guessed a bull, would you, in no, all your life?
That was not on my bingo card. Wow.
Well, we have to have something new and exciting. We do.
So that we can check off that box now.
That's right. You can check that off. You've done that now. And you can go online and see about him and see how beautiful he really is.
Yeah.
And what a celebrity. I mean, everything else is on the internet. Why not a bull?
In fact, I would say probably a bull is better than half of what is on the internet these days.
That's right. It's a lot nicer, I can tell you.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I'm thinking of a lot of bull jokes, and I can't say any of them.
Oh, they're not clean enough, huh?
No. We can't even go there. Oh,
they'd have all that bull in them.
Making me nervous now.
Yeah.
All right. Before we wrap, with a life settlement, there are two risks that people do need to know about, although they're not that big of a risk, because you do need to be accredited. So what does that mean also?
You must be accredited. That means you must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without your home. So you must be qualified to do this investment.
Okay. So the risks are, what's the biggest one?
The biggest risk would be your premium. And so that's why it's always important to know going in how much the premium is going to be. And with us, you do. We always tell you what the premium will be. So you can make your decision based on the premium and what it's going to cost. And then the other thing is, it's not liquid till it matures. You get paid your interest and principal at maturity.
Okay. With an annuity, it's not quite as much of a...
No, it's not as much. You don't have to have that kind of money. But you must have emergency money. You must have money to pay your bills in-house.
Okay.
So you have to have that much kind of money at home for that. No matter what happens, you've got money to pay bills.
Okay. I feel like a lot of people in the recent weeks and months have really had a sense of maybe FOMO or, you know, something about, my gosh, you know, maybe I should consider annuities. I've never thought of them before. Or, you know, maybe, you know, they just keep getting better. They keep getting stronger. The bonuses keep going up. And so maybe I kind of feel like you may be getting some more calls this week for more people, especially.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah.
I know there's some people retiring in the next 3 or 4 months. So I've already talked to them once. I'll be talking to them again. And the nice thing about annuities is it's steady. Steady as she goes. And you don't have the worries you have if you're in the stock market or some of these other investments. With an annuity, you know what you're going to make, and it's steady the next few years.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about annuity. And as you get older, you don't have to worry about if you can handle it, because it's self-working. You get the interest whether you do anything or not. It sets there. It gives the interest. It locks it in every 12 months.
Yeah.
So your interest is automatically accredited to you, even no matter what age you are.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. So if anybody wants more information, or they just, if they're already, you know, up to speed and they want to get going, whether it's life settlements or annuities, they do need to call you. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.